USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that gun maker Remington can be sued over how it marketed the Bushmaster rifle used to kill 20 children and 6 educators at Sandy Hook Elementary School back in 2012. Alan Gottlieb is the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. He explains what this means for Remington.
Well, what the court said was is that one of the claims could stand, all the others can't, and so now it goes back to trial. But of course, my guess is Remington will appeal this to probably the United States Supreme Court from the state court in Connecticut and have it overthrown.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending her opposition to impeaching President Trump. Talking with reporters today on Capitol Hill, Pelosi says the House has many other important issues to deal with.
And it is not worth our time to take our attention from that.
President Trump is welcoming the Prime Minister of Ireland to the White House today. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has given testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee about the growing threat of China.
That testimony during budget hearings on Capitol Hill included the Pentagon's concerns of the military advances being made by China in recent years.
China's defense spending approaches that of the United States when we take into account purchasing power and the portion of our budget going to military pay and benefits. That, coupled with China's organized approach to steal foreign technology, has allowed China to modernize its missile, space, and cyber capabilities, as well as project power far beyond its borders.
I'm John Clemens.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett is pleading not guilty to more than a dozen charges against him. Trial attorney Heather Hansen talks about what Smollett is possibly facing if found guilty.
At most, I think he's probably going to get probation. He's up for, there's 1 to 3 years for every one of those counts, so there could be a long time.
Hansen was also pleased that cameras were allowed in today's court hearing. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Students across the nation are suing over the college cheating scandal. The students claim they were denied a fair opportunity to gain admission to colleges because of the scandal. Earlier this week, the feds charged 50 people, including wealthy parents, coaches, and 2 Hollywood celebrities. Investigators say the parents funneled bribes through a Southern California businessman to get their kids into the best colleges in the country. Dr. Drew Pinsky joins Fox News and says this falls a lot on the parents.
All roads lead to narcissism, really. We've had a narcissistic turn in this country for the last 30 to 50 years. When I first started working in a psychiatric hospital, I saw all kinds of different personality disorder diagnostic spectrums. Around the mid-90s, cluster B was all we saw. 100% of the time. Sociopath, narcissist, borderline. And if you are a parent, your child is an extension of you, and you cannot stand to see them uncomfortable. And so you have to save them from every discomfort.
And regarding that cheating scandal, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells Fox News what the everyman and blue-collar folks are thinking out there when they hear a story like this.
And they tell me this every day. They say, Kennedy, we get up every day, go to work, obey the law, try to teach our kids morals. We try to do the right thing, but we look around and we see too many undeserving people at the top, cutting corners and getting bailouts, and too many undeserving people at the bottom getting handouts, and we're playing by the rules, and we get every time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.